This was a really upsetting story that News 24 carried this afternoon. It caught our attention. A matric learner apparently gave birth during an examination today at a high school in Sakane Ekurhuleni. And the story broke just a short while ago, and there wasn't much information available as it came through. But it's certainly a very worrying thing indeed. One can only imagine how it played out. And we thought we would ask Gauteng Education MEC Panyazi Lusufi for some sort of update on what exactly happened. MEC, good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us on such short notice. Can you tell us what happened at the school?
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'm not sure it's a shared bravery or determination.
Oh dear, MEC, we've got a bit of bad line to you. Oh, the line has dropped. Okay, we're going to get him back on the line now. Can you believe that? I mean, I was also wondering for the benefit of other learners who were in that classroom writing the exam as well. I mean, how does one go about it in an emergency like that? Clearly, if there is a child in the class who is pregnant, certain precautions will have to be taken, particularly if she's close to the time of giving birth. But what precautions are taken? And, you know, I've never actually thought of what precautions would have to be taken at school level, because we don't often think about kids having to deal with this kind of thing at school level. But what if, if someone in your child's class is about to give birth, what do you do in that situation? Do the children know what to do? Do the teachers and the school management know what to do? Is there any kind of training in this regard? Because clearly, I mean, it's a hugely disruptive event for the class naturally, but also imagine, I mean, there's a child's life and the mother's life at stake in a situation like that. They're not in a sort of contained, controlled atmosphere, and that really is a very worrying prospect of what could potentially happen if they do not get the medical attention required. So, MEC, thank you for joining us once again. Sorry about the bad line there. You were in the midst of telling us exactly how this all played out.
As I said, during the middle of the examination, our invigilators indicated me that the learner was in deep pain, and therefore advised her to stop the examination so that she can be taken to hospital. She flatly refused because in that kind of a situation, our invigilators are trained that the learner must be immediately isolated. This means that she was taken to a private room, and she was once more advised that it would be better for her to go to hospital. She refused and said she wants to write the examination paper, and she was then given support to finish the examination. And immediately after finishing the examination, the ambulance rushed to hospital where she gave birth. I'm on my way to the hospital. I really believe this kind of determination needs support and care, and also need to ensure that the baby is fine. So we'll give you an update after I've arrived at the hospital. I think I'm just 20 minutes away from the hospital.
All right. Okay. Well, I really hope that she and the child are okay. But MEC, this presents an entirely different sort of way of thinking of how to deal with the personal lives of learners, young people, who should be focused on school, but for whatever reason have ended up in this situation where they are having children at this age. It must present a huge challenge to you and other education officials having to deal sensitively with this. MEC, sorry about this. We really are having a problem with this line. Put you back to our producers. Let's try that one last time before we actually give up. You know, there was also something else very, very tragic that happened. A child was killed in a botched robbery. And that's part of the, that's one of the issues that the MEC was looking at today. This was a grade 12 learner from George Corsa Secondary School in Dobsonville. And he died this morning, in fact, at home. And he was supposedly shot dead in the early hours of this morning in what seemed to be that botched armed robbery. So we will try to get the MEC back on the line in a short while. He's probably in a bad signal area, but these are very, very disturbing things. And it, I suppose, gives one some idea of what everyone in that school environment is having to deal with, aside from the basic issue of learning. We just want to quickly give it one last try with the MEC Panyazi Lusufi to find out exactly what happened in the other case, which involved a child being caught up in a robbery in the Dobsonville area in the early hours of this morning. And MEC, this is another tragedy you were dealing with earlier today, that of this child who was killed in what seems to have been a botched robbery.
indeed, and some of us said they have lost their land because they tried to protect the family when the criminals invaded the house and were trying to rob, and therefore, in the process, he was shot and unfortunately died on the scene. He wrote the Metz paper with us 2 days ago, yesterday, but unfortunately, in the early hours of this morning, he was shot dead. We'll send our team to the family just to give support and also to ensure that the learners that know him can be in a position to be comforted as well. It's just a sad day. I think this demonstrates the level of crime that they're living in our country. So unfortunate, John.
And so unfair to children, indeed, especially MEC. Thank you very much for keeping us in the picture as to what's going on in the department and all the crises and the emergencies that you've been dealing with over the course of the week. Paniaze Lusufi is the MEC for Education. We're going to let him get off now and head to the hospital to see that child who gave birth during the matric examination today.